This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
You know, I was on Pensacola Beach Saturday, this past weekend, and, you know, back in the day when this song was written back in the 60s, you know, we just thought this was such a revealing song. They're singing about women in bikinis. Man, those bikinis were nothing compared to thongs. You know, I saw some really attractive girls on the beach, and they were walking around in thongs. And it occurred to me that it is okay to show your entire butt in public on the beach. You don't have to have anything. I mean, there's nothing covering up the butt whatsoever. And, I mean, what do you say if kids see this? I mean, I don't think seeing the butt is a big deal, but I'm telling you, those thong bathing suits, just it's like the total butt is totally open for the world to see. I'm not complaining. I'm just making an observation. All right, I'm Scoot. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and you've been hearing this in the news with Chris Miller. A New Orleans teacher, a Grammy Award-winning New Orleans teacher, has been arrested. He's been arrested on alleged rape and sex trafficking of children charges. At the beginning of the show, I reminded everyone about the trend. What was it, a year or so ago, when everybody was concerned about drag queens? Drag queens were in the news all the time. Drag queens are reading stories to kids. Drag queens are grooming our children. Drag queens are having sex with our children. Drag queens are the evil plight of society. And I was on the air saying, hey, wait a minute. It's not drag queens. This is not happening. You are being directed by the conservative media echo chamber that wants you to be riled up about drag queens because they think drag queens are gay and they're against gays. And they think all of that is such an abomination. But I told you right here on this show not to freak out over this because drag queens are not doing that. Now, there might, you know, so you find a case where a drag queen went too far and was too sexual at a public event. Well, guess what? There are bad people who are part of every single group. There are bad people who are part of your church group. Do you denounce the whole church because of those bad? Of course not. There are individuals who go overboard all the time. And so, you know, a few drag queens around this country go a little too far with something or show a little too much and people think it's all drag queens. I know that's simple thinking. It's simple to think that way, but it's not true. you're so worried about drag queens that people like Priest and people like this New Orleans teacher, they're the ones who are actually touching the genitals of your kids. They're the ones who are actually grooming your children for sexual trafficking or for sexual activity. They're the ones who are grooming your kids. You're so focused on the drag queens that you're turning a blind eye to the people who are really doing it, or the uncle in the family, or somebody like that. You know, you're not even looking at that because that's not part of the hysteria of the conservative media. The hysteria is over the drag queens. While you're focused on the drag queens, these other people that you're not even thinking about, they're the ones who are grooming and molesting your kids. I want to take just a moment to once again talk about the tragedy of Corey Adams. He's 18 years old, and he's dead. He went to a pool party outside of Memphis. There were over 100 people there. And he went to Edna Carr. He was destined to play for Ole Miss the upcoming season. He was going to be a rookie with Ole Miss, starting player with Ole Miss. And I mean, I'm not sure he's going to be a starting player, but he was starting off with Ole Miss. I mean, he had an opportunity to play for Ole Miss. And Ole Miss is they're a good team. They've got a good program. He was going to get a lot of attention. This guy, Corey Adams, was destined to be a multimillionaire in the NFL and a star player. That was his destiny, and he was robbed of that destiny because of a shooting at a pool party. And once again, I remind you that there is a culture that has not done enough to stop this idea that young people are taking guns with them to parties. If you feel like you need a gun at a party, why would you go to that party? I guarantee if somebody invited me to a party and they said, well, Scoot, you know, you better bring your gun. Go, wait a minute. I need a gun to go to this party? I'm not going to the party. There's not enough being said by people who could really have a direct impact on young lives. There's not enough being done to change the behavior. This is all too typical. And it's tragic. I mean, this guy's life was taken from him. I mean, think about when you were 18 years old. You had your whole life ahead of you. And I know I'm talking, in some ways I'm talking in cliches right now, but because I don't know what else to say. But I'll tell you, this is serious and should just not be seen as, oh, it happened again. When is more going to be done to change the behavior and to not blame the behavior on anything else? Because that's a distraction from the reality of what's happening. Forget about everything else. There's no excuse for this person to be dead. There's not one good excuse for this. And you can try to blame it on anything you want to blame it on. But I don't think that's acceptable. And it's being disrespectful to Corey Adams if you're one of the ones who wants to blame it on something else. It's a simple fact that there are young people who are bringing guns to parties, whether it's the birthday party of a six-year-old or a pool party outside of Memphis with teenagers and young people. And they're not afraid to, oh, they get into a little argument. Oh, my rep was dissed. Or, you know, oh, somebody looked at my girlfriend wrong. I'm going to shoot you. I mean, what is that? What is that about? How does anybody explain that as part of a civilized world? This shouldn't happen. And when I say it shouldn't happen, I mean it really shouldn't happen. And there's no excuse for it. And yet excuses are made. And the behavior is tolerated. It is tolerated. And it shouldn't be tolerated. And if maybe there was more talk about this years ago, maybe things would be different today and maybe Corey Adams would be alive. So I don't know what it's going to take, but I can only do so much talking on the radio. There are people who can make a difference. there are people who are in the lives of people. There are people who are teaching people that you need a gun to be respected. This is a learned behavior. You don't come out of the womb and need a gun. It's a learned behavior. And people are teaching this. It's sad. And it's going to continue to happen until that changes. Okay, I posted a picture of myself in the Gulf of Mexico. To many, it's now the Gulf of America. I just really refer to it as the Gulf, but I posted a picture of me and I put it on my Substack account and Facebook. I mean, it got a lot of reaction because I also asked the question, I hope nobody's offended that I refer to it as here I am standing in the Gulf of Mexico. And it just seems like this has become just such a big political argument. I'm saddened that Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. I'm saddened that we have a mayor who is causing us to ask so many questions about integrity, about what is honest and what is not honest when it comes to a major, major contract for our city and our French Quarter. I'm saddened about that. I'm saddened that, you know, other things have come up in the show. But I'm not sad that we're not talking about Donald Trump today. I mean, there's some things that we could comment on and may comment on, but this has not been part of our show today. And it just goes to show you that there's so much to talk about concerning the president right now. But this is not something that I wake up in the morning and think, OK, what can I say about Trump today? I know some of you just don't believe that because you don't like what you hear, even though I'm telling the truth. You don't want to hear it, the truth. But I've enjoyed not talking about that. And look, for those of you who have been critical of me for being honest about Tyrann Mathieu, what are you mad about? I said nothing about him. You know, I said nothing negative about him. I didn't bash him. I simply said that what I've seen the last 2 years, particularly last year, is if you focus on him and you watch him, he doesn't always run toward the ball. And sometimes he shows up at the play after the play's already being handled. Like after the guy's already down, he shows up and helps push the guy down. So he looks like he's part of the play. And yes, he picks off a ball once in a while. But, you know, he is so talented and has been so talented. But I'm okay that he's retiring. And I think the Saints are going to be okay. And yet I get bashed for that. I mean, I know a lot of people are just like overly embedded in being fanatical about the Saints or LSU, and you can't say anything negative. Look, I'm never going to be afraid to tell the truth. Never. I don't care what it's about. I will tell the truth. And as great as Tyrann Mathieu was, he's not that great right now. And so let him go out on top. He should be set. He's made a ton of money. He was in the NFL for 12 years. I respect the hell out of that. When I saw him, number 17, in the Kansas City Chiefs uniform, I thought, this guy went to LSU. Why is this guy not playing for the Saints? Why did we not draft him? I mean, he went to the Cardinals first. I couldn't figure out why he wasn't with our team. But at this particular point in his career, it's okay for him to retire. But I never said anything negative about him personally. I never said anything about his family or his personal life. I never said anything about the way he looks or the way he acts. I just simply made an observation as a huge sports fan about what I saw on the field. That's it. So if you're so sensitive about anything that anybody says about something that you're close to, then, I mean, I can't help that. But I'm not dissing LSU. I'm not dissing the Saints. I'm simply making this observation. So anyway, and we've also been talking about, like I say, the mayor. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And we're coming back with more of your comments, man. It's just a brutally hot day. I mean, it looks nice outside, but it's It's hot. Well, I wouldn't exactly say the weather's fine. I mean, it's a little hot for me, but we're going to get some relief. And interestingly, once again, another tropical system is going to cross Florida, get into the Gulf. And when I was in Pensacola last week, a lot of seaweed all along the shoreline there in the water. It's all dispersed there in the water. There's some big chunks of seaweed, and then there's seaweed. So, yeah, you're going to see that. But, I mean, the water's still nice and warm and fun to be in. But this storm, I guess, is going to stir that up again. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
You will. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1979, Little Richard, or as they refer to him in Lafayette, Little Richard was preaching salvation throughout the United States, and this is when he made the famous statement, quote, "If God can save an old homosexual like me, he can save anybody." Little Richard was thrown out of his home as a teenager because his sexual orientation didn't work so well with his family's Pentecostal faith. People of the Pentecostal faith can be very, very unforgiving. Oh, very Christian-like, right? Anyway, he first renounced the devil's music in 1957 while touring in Sydney, Australia, and then he came back and he was doing music again and traveling all over and trying to save souls. And he was a preacher for a long time. But this is the day that he made the famous statement that he was a homosexual. And a lot of people were surprised. I don't know what the surprise was all about. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Derek and Gentile. Derek, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, Derek.
So, a couple of things. I'm about to give you the secret sauce on Latoya Cantrell.
Okay.
So, about this trash pickup. I understand about the quarter, but it's not just the quarter, it's the whole city. Citizens are tired of this once a week trash pickup. My quality of life has changed. For instance, my trash pickup is Friday. Thanks. Well, LSU play on Saturday. I got the family over. We're having a good time. Yeah, the Saints on a Sunday.
By Monday, you're full.
I'm full, and I got to wait till Friday. So that means I got to maneuver and figure out how to do things. So the once a week is terrible, and that's Sidney Torres and all the rest of the trash pickup people. And the secret sauce on Latoya Cantrell, why? She's a favorite. I'm going to give you the secret sauce. She takes care of the city workers. In what way? More economically with Contrail than any other mayor, and I've been working for the city for over 30 years.
What do you do for the city?
I work for the fire department.
Oh, for the fire department, okay.
That's the secret sauce. Everybody is touched by somebody who works for the city. Since he became mayor, we have gained economically for as paid.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I'm not happy about the other shenanigans that she seems to be involved in. I mean, I don't know what's going on between her and Troy Henry with the trash pickup, but something's going on because her behavior is just very questionable.
Well, but when you're winning financially, you can overlook a lot of things when you're winning financially.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean, I understand.
For all those other mayor candidates, that's the secret sauce. You took care of the city workers.
Okay, well, Derek, I appreciate the call, and thank you for what you do for our city.
Robert Metry.
All right, let's go to Metry. Hey, Robert, you're on WWL.
Hi, good evening. I was going to talk about drag queens, but I'd rather talk about the city of New Orleans. In my opinion, the city of New Orleans is spiraling downward at a rapid pace.
Yeah,
we have a problem. The cultural assimilation has not taken place, and you can take that for what it means if you look it up. But it is a black and white issue. The present mayor said at the Essence Festival that we need more mayors that look like me.
I disagree.
Just like the last... Huh?
I disagree.
I do, too. Because it's not working. The city's broke. And this last caller said that she takes care of the workers. Fine. What about the streets? What about the infrastructure? What about the whole city?
Yeah.
The city's dying, and she's doing... nothing about it. And she doesn't care. Like Ray Nagin said, right after Katrina, we're going to make this a chocolate city, and Morial had the shirt on, bring New Orleans black. Well, I think they're getting their wish, because it's coming true, and it's going to kill this city. Thank you.
Robert, I appreciate the call. Did Mayor Cantrell say that at Essence Fest? Did she say that we need more mayors that look like me? God, I hope nobody looks like you, Mayor. Don't take that personally, by the way. But honestly, this is not... If she wants to make this a racist issue, then if she wants to make it a racist issue, then I would suggest that maybe she's a racist. And it's not about skin color. It's about who's going to do the best job. Is Helena Moreno going to do a better job than Oliver Thomas? Is Helena Moreno going to do a better job than anybody else who's running? That's the question. That's the question. Who does the best job? I mean, I'm tired of skin color being brought into this, because the suggestion is you should vote for a lesser candidate who's black just because they're black. That's not what builds good politics. That's not what builds good cities. You know, sometimes it might be the white person that has a better plan, even for the black people. Black people don't always take care of black people. Black people quite often take advantage of black people. I mean, there are countless, you know, businesses and real estate agents, and there are countless people who take advantage. They're black, and they take advantage of black customers, and they know they can do it. And they target black businesses. They target black customers, and they're ripping them off. And it's sad. I mean, there have been cases where, I think it was last year, there was a big deal about Essence Fest, and there were African-American businesses ripping off black customers who wanted to come to Essence Fest. They were ripping them off. So there's no guarantee that an African-American is going to better take care of African-Americans. You know, you look for the integrity in people and what they've done. And, you know, if it weren't for white people during slavery, you know, the Underground Railroad and a lot of things that helped free the slaves were the manifestation of Caucasians, of white Americans who thought slavery was horrible. And then there were African Americans who were involved in slave trade. So there's precedent in America for skin color not being a determinant when it comes to taking good care of people of the same skin color. So Mayor Cantrell's wrong. It should be the best person for the job, not the person that looks like her. And if she did say that, that's a shame. And then now I'm hearing from more than one source that Troy Henry referred to on his radio station, which obviously is not really serving the community, referred to Helena Moreno as Barbie. And I would think in some ways that's a compliment, but I think he means it in a derogatory way. Well, based on some of the things that he's allegedly involved in, you know, there are some names that people could call Troy Henry. There are certainly names that people could call Oliver Thomas because of his past. And I think this whole thing, if this whole thing with Troy Henry is supposed to benefit Oliver Thomas, I think it's going to backfire and hurt him in his chances for becoming mayor. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But there's something between LaToya Cantrell and Troy Henry and maybe Oliver Thomas. We don't know what it is. But you can't decide and then change your mind the next day and totally take your loyal staffers by surprise and change your mind and suddenly say there's an emergency when there's no emergency. But you use that to technically give the contract to Troy Henry when even her staffers, her loyal staffers, didn't think that Troy Henry was prepared to do the job. So something's going on. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to speculate. But this is behavior that reeks of typical New Orleans politics. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones appeared in a London courtroom. They were found guilty of insulting behavior for urinating at a London gas station. They urinated on the wall. They argued that the owner refused to give them the key to the men's room. They were each fined, I think, £5. Anyway, you know, you gotta go, you gotta go. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2019, at the age of 81, singer, songwriter, keyboardist Art Neville passed away. 81 years old and part of the Meters for so long and part of the first family of New Orleans music. Well, I guess that's the Marcella family and also the Nevilles. But Art Neville passed away on this day in 2010. I'm Scoot on the Air. Here are a couple of quick comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. I hope you'll join me there if you haven't done it yet. Just Scoot on the Air Facebook. And also, I'm doing a lot of stuff on Substack. Download the Substack app and just search Scoot on the Air and please subscribe. All right, let's see. Here's a comment from a comment from Stephen. This is about the picture of me standing in the Gulf of Mexico, which I was doing swimming in the Gulf on Saturday. Actually, this is from Stephen to Diane. It is so stupid to politicize a body of water. Oh, that's right. Only Trump people want to politicize stupidity like this. Why are they even talking about it? It's the Gulf of Mexico, and it doesn't mean anything when Trump changes it. Here's a comment from Kirk. He says, I don't care. I don't give a flying F what they call it as long as I get to go in it. Janet says, it's the Gulf of Mexico. No head of state can rename an international body of water on a stupid whim. Yeah, a lot of comments there, and it kind of went viral, so you can share your comments by going to Scoot on the Air of Facebook. I think it's interesting that a lot of people who are embracing the change of the Gulf of Mexico are basing their support of still calling it Lee Circle on tradition, and that you don't change tradition. So it's still Lee Circle to them, but it's the Gulf of America to them. Let's go to Ray in New Orleans. Ray, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Fine, and you?
I'm good. You had a comment?
I just wanted to comment about the kid that got killed in Memphis.
Oh,
football
okay.
player. Yeah. And you were saying a lot about a lot of times kids bring guns to the party. I don't see it that way. I think a lot of times it's the kids that don't get the invites to the party. And they kind of seems to have a grudge about the kids that are having fun at the party, and they come by and shoot it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just not welcome because they're not the kids that are all, well, they're all the kids that's always getting in trouble in school, and they're not part of the kids that's giving the party, so they're not invited. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's pass by and interrupt them. The fun,
but it seems like it seems like, and I'm just, this is from the stories, the news stories that I read, it seems like that there are people at the party, and then there's an argument that breaks out, and then there's a shooting, so they brought the guns to the party. I'm not dismissing what you're saying. Do you have knowledge of this?
No, it's just that, you know, I live here in New Orleans, and you see a lot of the parties that kids are having, and kids are getting killed, you know, outside the parties. But yes, what are you saying is truth to it. But I think also what I'm saying is truth to what I'm also saying.
Well, right? Yeah, it might be true. I mean, that certainly is no excuse. I mean, I didn't get invited to a lot of parties, and it never occurred to me to go shoot up the place. So either way, it's just a sad, inexcusable reason to use a gun.
It is. It's, I mean, I think when you carry a gun and you, it helps you to, if an argument or something breaks out, it's just easier for you to up with it. I have a gun, and I won't carry my gun for that reason, because it seems like your temper get hyped a little bit when you know you got that gun, and it's like,
right,
okay, I'll pull it out. You know, if you don't have one, you kind of maybe temper it off a little bit.
Yeah, see, I think that's,
I don't carry my gun.
I think that's interesting, Ray, and I've talked about that before. That guns give people confidence that they wouldn't ordinarily have, and if that's the case,
exactly,
then the gun is a detriment, because you shouldn't have confidence that gets you into a fight that you wouldn't have if you didn't have the gun. If you didn't have the gun, yeah, you might find a way to resolve things, and really, that's the way to leave a situation alive.
Exactly, yeah. But I think these days now, you got one, you try to use one. So I mean, personally, I try not to carry mine. I really don't.
Well, Ray, it sounds like you're responsible. Sounds like you're a responsible gun owner, and I appreciate the insight, Ray. Thanks for calling the show. All right, on this day on the SOTA calendar, on this day in 1978, they debuted on the charts for the very first time with their very first single. It was Cheap Trick and Surrender. And man, they had a number of big hits after that. I Want You to Want Me after that. And then had a little bit of a layoff. And then they came back in the late 80s with The Flame, which I thought was a good song, a really cool rock ballad. All right, we'll be right back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, and Jeff Nowak joins the guys at 4:20. They'll talk about the sudden announcement that Tyrann Mathieu is retiring. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back with a lot more tomorrow afternoon. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.